Hello.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Okay, and you?
Good. All right. I'm looking through your I-9 form. You have one child under the age of 17?
Oh, I don't know yet.
I'm saying, because it shows here. Here, I'll send you a screenshot. It shows here that you wrote for the number of children under 17, you wrote like a big amount, like 20,000. So I'm wondering if that's a mistake.
Okay.
How many children do you have under the age of 17?
One.
One. Okay. So I'm sending you a picture of the form. I'm going to resend you the link to fill out. This time, here, I'll go through it with you. I'll open it also on my end. We could do it together. So it should only say 2,000. I think you added an extra zero there, and it says 20,000.
Okay.
Anything else? And then how many other dependents do you have? Do you have older children?
My children and my husband.
Sorry, what did you say? Another one on your husband?
My children and my husband.
Got it. How many other children do you have that are older than 17?
Only one children.
Got it. Oh, just one under the age of 17.
Yeah.
Got it. So this is chase zero. Okay, so this I-9 form, sorry, the W-4 form, when you fill it out, you should just write 2,000, not 20,000.
Okay.
I just resent it to you, the link to fill it out.
Oh, I think.
Sure. All right, do you want to do it while we're on the phone, or should I call you back soon to check on it?
Did you say again?
Do you want to fill it out together while we're on the phone? Oh, you want to do it while we're on the phone, or you're going to
I don't
wait?
feel that together.
Sorry, say it again. You want to do it together?
Yes.
Sure. So, are you able to put me on speaker and look at the link that I sent you?
Okay.
Okay, you open the link.
Okay.
Let me know when you have it open in front of you.
You okay? That. And I put my name.
Yeah, you're gonna put in your name, your address, select
My
the
name.
filing status.
I see my email too.
Yeah.
NIXLOT. Okay. After that, what's okay.
Amazing. Do you see the the W-4 form to sign out, to fill out? Now you're going to put in your name, your address, all the information that it asks for.
Yes. I see that. I put this my first name, and initial name?
Say it again.
I see that.
Good. Okay, so now this is when you fill it out. By step three, when you claim dependents.
Anytime I see that, I can send it to you. I don't know why.
Amazing. I don't know why the first time was a mistake, but you want to submit it, and then I'll check it and let you know if it's good?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Amazing. So once you submit it, just let me know. You could shoot me a text, and I'll pull it up and look at it and make sure that it's good.
Yeah, I feel like that. After that, I text you. All right.
Say it again?
I feel it now.
You see it now? Okay, good. So I'm saying fill it out again because the last one was faulty. It said 20,000 instead of 2,000
okay.
by step three.
Okay. It was 20,000.
It is 20,000?
20, right?
No, it should be 2,000. It says
2,000.
It says multiply the amount of dependents by 2,000. So if you have one dependent,
yes.
then it's only 2,000, not 20,000.
What? Can you send me your address? Then I go to the office.
Unfortunately, not. We're located in New York. We don't do onboarding
in New York now.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Let's try. Okay. My first name, Mary.
Do you want to stay on the phone or do you want to give me a call back? Either is fine.
Yes, no problem.
Which one would you rather? To text me?
What did you say?
Okay, perfect. So I'm gonna go now. When you're done with the form, just text me and I'll pull it up and take a look.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Okay,
yes.
Bye.